ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதே நமக. யுத்தகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 45. ராமாய லக்ஷ்மணா பவுண்ட் பை நாக்பாஷ். தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. Then Rama dispatched the two mighty sons of Sushena with Nila and Angada, Vinata, Jambavan, Samuprastha, Rishabha Skanda and Sharabha to find out where Indrajit stood. He sprang into the sky in great joy with large uprooted trees as weapons and searched most carefully all around. Indrajit reduced their matchless speed by powerful arrows and displayed his wonderful skill in the art of magic weapons. Their bodies cut with iron nails, they could not see Indrajit, as one cannot see the sun hemmed in by dark clouds. Those monkey heroes, for all their frightful speed, were unable to find out where he was. Then the son of Ravana pierced the bodies of Rama and Lakshmana with showers of arrows, and there was not space enough for even a pin to enter. Blood flowed in torrents from the wounds. Rama and Lakshmana shone like lofty trees covered with scarlet flowers. Then Indrajit, black like cloven mountain of collyrium and blood-red eyes, made himself invisible through his magic arts and said to Rama and Lakshmana, "When I choose to fight, rendering myself invisible, the king of the Devas, Mahendra himself, cannot find me out. Who can approach me? You puny men are beneath my notice. I will make you a prey to my wrath through my arrows decked with the feathers of vultures and send you straight to the world of Yama." He clove with sharp arrows the princes who never strayed from virtue and roared with delight like a lion. He bent his bow huge like a mountain and from it discharged arrows unceasingly. Knowing as he did the secrets of weapons and the vital spots in the human body, he aimed his keen arrows at those spots and roared again and again. Rama and Lakshmana were fair fighters, hence they will not strike at an enemy following the sound made by him according to the rules of Shabda Veda. They were bound and bitten by arrows in the form of serpents, and in a moment their eyes were closed. Like banners of Indra, which comes down when the strong cords that held it aloft were loosened, the princes fell on the earth, their vital spots pierced with arrows shot by that valiant son of Ravana. Covered with gushing blood, bound tight with the serpent arrow, tortured by unbearable pain, they lay as it were on a bed of arrows. There was not a little finger's width in their bodies where arrows were not embedded, nor was there a spot from head to foot not bound and pierced by those serpent shafts, nor a limb that was not clamped tight and rendered motionless. The wicked Rakshasa, who could take forms at will, tortured them thus, and like streams that rush down mountain slopes, torrents of blood coursed down from their bodies. Indrajit, who once had taken Indra captive in battle, was beside himself with wrath as he struck the princes again and again in their vital spots. Rama was the first to fall down. Narachas with golden bands and keen heads, Ardhanarachas, Bhallas, Anjalikas, Vatsidantas, Simhadamshtras and Churas were dispatched by Indrajit to pierce them again. The redoubtable bow of Rama, inlaid with gold and with three curves, was broken at the grasp. And Sri Rama sank on the earth, leaning on the bow, with loosened bowstring. Lakshmana turned and saw his brother lying on the earth, unconscious on the bed of arrows, and he gave him up for lost. Grief overcame him as he cast his eyes on Rama, who lay stretched on the earth with his body pierced by shafts that bound him tight. His eyes, lovely as the petals of a blown red lotus, were closed, and all the monkeys writhed with unspeakable sorrow. Hanuman and the other monkey warriors stood around them, dazed by grief. The sight of the princes bound by the serpent bonds, pierced all over and lying helpless, was too much for them. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.